Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab a phone call here. Mike in Minnesota. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, and how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Great, great. I was wanting to ask you in regards to your, what you're talking about with the bank in regards to a computer virus that, you know, maybe Friday they say there's something going on, you know, it'll be okay on Monday, and they close everything down, but, you know, and then your money's all gone. But could this possibly also be used as some kind of ploy to actually completely devalue the currency at the same time, like where you could take your money out now or whatever, but, you know, and then when this thing's all over, it's just, even if you have it in your hand, it's not worth nothing.
That's obviously something that's going to happen. If the banking system crashes, the paper notes aren't going to be worth anything at all, which is why you really should have some of your money in silver and gold coin, because that will obviously become extraordinarily valuable.
Right.
What local communities need to be doing, what cities need to be doing, what states need to be doing, and I'm trying to talk to the Hawaii state government about this right now, but they're not receptive because they all think they're in a jobs training program for Washington, D.C., is communities need to start preparing to issue their own internal currencies in order to allow commerce. And again, one of the big crimes committed by this globalist movement was to try and get farming all the way in this one place and manufacturing all in this one place so that local communities don't have local resources to survive on in the event of the collapsing system. And that's all well and good if you can make the globalist government work. But because the globalist government launched right into a global private central bank, they've destroyed themselves in the process. And so communities need to start really focusing on developing local resources, local generation of power, local water supplies, local food supplies, the essentials for keeping life going so that it doesn't descend into anarchy and warlords, you know, turning the United States into a new Somalia.
Right.
So as a matter of fact, yeah, whether there's a takedown by an Israeli virus or whether the financial system simply collapses, those paper notes are not going to be worth a whole heck of a lot of anything. People need to start looking right now at an alternative currency for their local communities and states. It'll happen. It's already happening in some places. The government's been trying to shut it down.
Right.
But people, you know, trade dollars, you know, there's Maui trade dollars, Catalina trade dollars, and all the rest of it. I'm sure local communities will very quickly come up with an alternative economic system. It is important that that economic system be kept in the hands of the civil government, and we don't just have another banker saying, I will loan you a new currency that you'll pay back somewhere down the road, because that's the first thing they're going to do, is try and start the same scam all over again, and we need to take bankers trying to do that, and as George Carlin says, we need to crucify them.
I think that's the deal, and just put it behind us once and for all and just absolutely repudiate the world debt. I mean, because really, who's really, really at stake here of losing this is the bankers, and it's just being that the entire debt was all perpetrated on a fraud to begin with. I mean, it's all perpetrated on a fraud. Just wipe it out, and that's it. Just say, we're not paying you anything, and then just round them up and be rid of them, and let's start over. And, like, you know, I mean, where you're at, for instance, like trade items, I see, like, Portuguese sausage, chicken lao lao, and, you know, Zippy's chicken costume.
Cans of Spam. Manipula. Cans of Spam. That's the universal Hawaiian currency.
Oh, yeah. You get all the big old poos out in Waianae, you know. You bring out the Spam and the Leonard's Malasadas, and it's like, hey, brother, you know,
all
you
right,
got a new Ohana
take a break
and
for
stuff.
Commercials.
All right.
Got to take care of the Ohana. Got to take a break for commercials. Got to take care of our Ohana, and we'll be right back.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. The Republican Party is confirming that their plan is to cut millions of dollars from the federal plan to help low-income families if they win the White House in November or gain control of the Senate of the United States of America. Supporters of presumed presidential candidate Mitt Romney went forth to submit an amendment to remove $2 billion from Medicaid over the next decade, starting next year. Fascism is never having to say you're sorry. Now, the reason for removing the support from the low-income family goes beyond simple not caring and Scrooge-ness, but the reality is that, as Jamie Dimon admitted last March, all of these Wall Street financial firms are overvaluing their assets. They're all technically solvent. They're just trying to hide it. The only way they can get the books back to black is they need to own the United States of America, in particular, the private real estate. And we know that one of the reasons for the foreclosure gate scandal and all the crookedness going on, the robo-signing, the forged documents, all the rest of that, was because your monthly mortgage payments are not sufficient to keep the banks solvent. They need the price of your entire house on their books right now to stay solvent. And that was a reason that the Obama administration accelerated the practice of granting tax credits to multinational corporations to encourage high-paying American jobs to be shifted to other countries. The government took your jobs to make it easier for the banks to take your homes to keep themselves solvent. It's wealth confiscation. It's virtually the identical thing that Franklin Roosevelt did in 1933 when he started confiscating all the gold from the American people to protect the banks. Only this one is being done covertly and underhandedly and sneakily to trick you into thinking it's your own fault you lost your home. Well, all the properties that the banks foreclosed on have turned out to be a bit of a nightmare because they're driving real estate prices down. So it appears the next step is going to be for the banks to simply grab all of it. And this is another reason for the Republicans to cut support for low-income families in order to, for those that are homeowners, lose their homes. And we're already seeing how these banks are going around to people they're foreclosing on and saying, we're taking your home, we it now, it's all ours, but we'll let you go on living on it for a monthly rental. So your equity is gone, your ability to borrow is gone, you're still making the monthly payment, you don't own your own home. We have returned to serfdom, where the land owns the people instead of the people owning the land. So I'm not saying the Democrats are going to be any better about this, because both the Republicans and the Democrats are as much slaves to Wall Street as they are to Israel. And for those of you who work for the United States government who are monitoring this broadcast right now, I have a suggestion for you. There is one way the U.S. government can survive this crisis and avoid a violent revolution. And that is for the U.S. government to stand up and say, look, we were victims too. We had no idea this Federal Reserve System was such a trap and a scam. You know, and we deny responsibility for the decisions of a corrupt Congress and a corrupt president 99 years ago. But we're going to correct the situation now. The reality is that the Federal Reserve Act that transferred the money creation authority from the U.S. government, where it was vested by the Constitution, and transferred it to a private central bank, should have required a constitutional amendment ratified by three-fourths of the states. Nobody has ever challenged the Federal Reserve Act on constitutional grounds. I don't think it would survive. And so the one way out of this mess that preserves the United States of America is for the government to declare retroactively the Federal Reserve Act was unconstitutional and all the debt owed to that Federal Reserve Bank is null and void. And go back to a civil managed money creation system that is run for the benefit of the nation and not the private bankers. We don't have any politicians in Washington other than Ron Paul who've got that kind of courage, sadly. And history has shown that people who stand up against the money junkies get dead very, very quickly, or at least they get shot at. But that's the only way they're going to save this country, is to basically say the Federal Reserve is bad, it is unconstitutional, we're going to wipe out that debt, it doesn't exist. It never really did. The money to pay all those trillions and trillions of dollars in debt never existed in the first place. It's a bookkeeping entry, because you're taught to believe that this is the way banking is supposed to be. Most young Americans, having been propagandized in the state schools, are completely unaware there was a different way of running the nation's economy prior to 99 years ago. Most young Americans being propagandized in our state-controlled school system are unaware that it was exactly this kind of banking system that led to the revolution. So there is a way out. Sadly, I don't see anybody in the halls of power that have the gonadal tissue to take it. And that is why this government and this financial system are doomed, and we just need to start preparing for how we're going to deal with it. And we need to start thinking very carefully. What kind of a nation, what kind of a government are we going to build on the wreckage of this disaster? Rule number one, no private central banks. Rule number two, no private central banks. Rule number three, no private central banks, and I'll let you guys fill in the rest of the list after that. Apparently, Citigroup ran a survey of people using their rewards credit card. What are you going to spend your reward points on? And somebody, I guess is a joke, included on the list of things you were going to spend your reward points on, buying women. Citigroup has basically gone out to their vendor who created that online survey and slapped them around a little bit. But I think maybe somebody was making a socio-political observation about the true nature of the bankers and the banking industry here. Now, getting on to the upcoming election and its massive fraud, the debate up in Maine over Ron Paul's delegates is going to go to a full hearing. Now, this will make it public, but nothing is going to change. The Republican National Committee has made it abundantly clear since the start of the primary season, Ron Paul will not be allowed near the nomination. He'll not be allowed to speak at the convention. He's not going to be allowed to get anywhere near the halls of power because he's a troublemaker. He thinks the Federal Reserve is bad. He thinks obeisance to Israel is bad. Can't let somebody like that get there, no matter how popular he is with the American people, because that would just spoil all this corruption and all this money-making that's going on in the halls of power here. So they're going to go to a hearing, and the Maine's governor has threatened to boycott the Republican convention if the Republican Party changes the delegates around. They've already done it down in Louisiana, so I think we're down to, if they succeed in Maine, then we're down to just six states with a plurality, so the Republicans are going to have to go after two more states, because a plurality in five states will put Ron Paul on the ballot. So the Republicans are going to have to somehow sabotage the delegates from two more states. Republican National Committee Chairman is already announcing the convention is all about showcasing Mitt Romney's story. It's just going to be a love fest from beginning to end about what a great guy he is and all this other stuff going on. And I'll tell you right now, some things that are probably not going to be in the script for the convention. Bain Capital and all the workers that were put out of work by Bain Capital. Mitt Romney's Etch-a-Sketch, where everything he says is immediately non-operational with the change of audience. The delegate robbery that we've already been talking about. Romney's butt smooch over there in Israel. His constant flip-flopping on every single topic he talks about. All of the checks from Sheldon Adelson, who's already under investigation in China for bribing government officials over there. All the money he's given to Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney's tax returns, and of course the big one that we're still not seeing the corporate media even address. When Mitt Romney was over there in Israel, he was accepting campaign donations from Israeli nationals. 90% of the people he met are not U.S. citizens. This is a felony under election law. Apparently somebody in Mitt Romney's legal team thought that Citizens United meant that they could accept money from foreign corporations along with American corporations. And the Supreme Court ruled last January that is not true. So Mitt Romney already has a campaign finance scandal. The corporate media is not talking about it. And over and above the idea of corporate of campaign finance scandal and felony contributions is the reality of what kind of a president of the United States of America is Mitt Romney going to be when he's taking all this money from Israelis? And yes, Israeli influence in the U.S. government has been a problem for decades, but it's never been this blatant and in your face. Israel is buying the country out from under you, and they don't care if you see it. They're rubbing your nose in it to prove what a superior culture they are. Now, the reality right now is that polling is showing that Romney cannot beat Barack Obama. Even Fox News is saying Romney can't win. Paul Ryan is not helping his chances. They've turned their back on Ron Paul's supporters, who are probably going to stay home and not bother to vote at all this November. Surveys continue to show that Ron Paul has a more favorable rating than Barack Obama. If the GOP really wants to win the White House, they've backed the wrong candidate. But apparently the philosophy of the GOP, which stands for the Grand Old Poops, is who care what the people want? What do you think this is, a democracy or something? Choose your own candidates? That'd be utter chaos. We'll pick your candidates for you. Not to worry, because we're superior to you. We're going to take a break for some more commercials. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And a parting note on Mitt Romney. Everybody's saying he's the new conservative champion and he embodies all these conservative values. Little note, one of his business ventures that he made $50 million from was a company called Stericycle. And what Stericycle's line of work was disposing of medical waste, including that produced by abortion clinics. So before you think that this guy embodies your conservative values, not really. He's just another money junkie. And he's going to say whatever he thinks you want to hear to get your money and your votes. And I know that's true of the vast majority of politicians. And it is very angering that those few people in the U.S. government who are seriously trying to do best for the nation as a whole are constantly railroaded out. Now, I want to talk a little bit about NBC's new war pornography, Stars Earn Stripes. This is being excoriated through most of the media, some of the media that is aligned with NBC financially are trying to put the best possible spin on it. But this thing seems to have offended just about everybody. First of all, the so-called celebrities That's a real reach. Most people, it's like Sarah Palin's husband. He's not a celebrity. You know, he was the standing next to Caribou Barbie. That's not a celebrity. And apparently the show put him through these various stunts and everything, and they're trying to say, wow, he's a monster. I want him in next to me in combat. And all. They're just trying to really puff this thing up. But it's basically a hard sell of war as entertainment, that war is fun. And the advertising for episode two, the tagline is, they barely survived the first week. And what a joke. Okay, it's war for fun. Nobody barely survived. Nobody was ever in any danger of injury or death. Nobody killed somebody. Nobody had to look into the face of the people they killed and suffer the moral anguish for what they had done. They haven't lost any important bodily parts. Nobody's being driven to suicide, except possibly NBC's advertisers. This thing is a joke. And NBC has basically shown their willingness to pander to the war hawks and the pro-war propaganda. And the fact that it is being so badly savaged by the viewing public tells us that the viewing public has had enough of war. It's not cool anymore. The United States has now been at war against Israel's enemies longer than we were in World War II. We're tired of it. We're tired of seeing our kids come back in those cheap metal boxes covered with that American flag that's made in China. Enough is enough is enough. Those families of those poor people killed in this war are looking at the dead bodies and saying, why? What was this for? What purpose did this serve other than greed of the money junkies and the vanity of these world leaders? The people of Israel are tired of war. The people of Europe are tired of war. The people of the United States are tired of war. Only these few sociopathic tyrants and the money junkies want these wars. It's maybe a total of 1,000 people wanting hundreds of millions, billions of human beings to fight each other and borrow the money for privilege. Why are we going along with this thing? Anyway, the pro-Israel propaganda. Remember the stink about those posters in the stations that simply had the map of Israel and Palestine over time showing that Israel is the aggressor? And what a big stink that was. It's anti-Semitic. It's hate speech. Tear them down. The billboards were up there about the money that was being sent by the U.S. government to Israel. Those were ordered torn down. But there's a new poster up by a group called the American Freedom Defense Initiative. It's a pro-Israel front group. And they've put up these ads. Say, in any war between the civilized man and the savage, support the civilized man. And then it says, support Israel, defeat jihad. Now imagine if that ad had appeared in a somewhat different context. In any war between the civilized man and the savage, support the civilized man, support the whites, and defeat the blacks. You could have seen that one in South Africa. And it's basically carrying on from this statement Mitt Romney made about Israel's cultural superiority, how they're naturally superior. They should be the rulers and the financiers and the controllers of the world. And what's really ironic about this poster, and by the way, it's already survived a court challenge, and the judge, Judge Engelhardt, I think was the name, said that, oh, no, this is core political speech. To go out there and imply that Israel is civilized and the Arabs are not. That's protected free speech in the United States of America. And what's ironic about this is if you go back and you study the Nazi propaganda, they portrayed themselves as the civilized nation and the Jews were portrayed as the barbarians. Well, if it was wrong for them to do it, it's wrong for Israel to do it. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. Not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And one of the symptoms as a government goes into fascism, which is the alignment of the government with corporations against the general population, those institutions of the government which are intended to protect the American people from the abuses of the money junkies, which are inevitably going to occur, those institutions stop doing their job. They start looking the other way. They start getting bored. They start doing other things. And we were talking about how the SEC ignored Bernie Madoff with the loot for 12 years, how the Minerals Management Service basically ignored the problems in the Gulf of Mexico. And now we're finding out there's a problem among the military using their government-funded computers to view pornography. And apparently, last week, the Pentagon's Missile Defense Agency had to warn its staff not to be viewing porn on their U.S. government computers. And this is a very alarming situation, not because I've got an issue against porn, although as a filmmaker, I detest porn that's made poorly, but because porn websites that you go out to, they're inevitably loaded with all kinds of spyware, malware. They're trying to break into your system and do all kinds of bad stuff. And these are government computers tied into our Defense Department. And we already know nations like Israel are constantly trying to infiltrate our computer systems. So this is a very, very reckless behavior. And remember last April, this scandal down in Colombia with the Secret Service and found out they were viewing porn. I guess they feel they don't have anything better to do for their government paychecks. And over and above the obvious misuse of taxpayer assets and taxpayer salaries, it is a huge security threat for this to be going on. If they've got nothing better to do than watch porn on their computers, fire them. Or put them to work repairing our roads, bridges, rails. So things are getting very, very ugly. Apparently now the National Weather Service has put out a solicitation for 46,000 rounds of ammunition. Apparently they're concerned that we, the American people, might get upset that our picnics got rained out when the Weather Service said there was sunshine and that we might take umbrage, expressed as a physical assault on the weather girl. The entire government is arming itself. They are getting ready for a violent uprising. I hope to keep this revolution virtual in cyberspace. The government may decide as a last resort to fake a revolution in this country, the same way they faked a revolution in Syria. Get a bunch of hired mercenaries, tell them, come on in, just start shooting stuff up, then we will move in with our tanks and airplanes and we'll crush those American people down and we'll restore them to their rightful place as slaves and servants to the banking cartel. We are seeing a continued push against the Second Amendment. There's a new tactic coming out there where the medical establishment, you know, those wonderful people who sell you all those pharmaceuticals that are very expensive, may not actually cure your disease, and generally can cause a lot of problems, those people, they're now out there with the idea that anybody who supports the Second Amendment is clearly showing signs of mental illness. Only crazy people would want to arm the populace against the government. Maybe they'll come out with a new prescription drug. You take this pill and all of a sudden you don't like guns anymore. The Soviet Union used to do that. Anybody who expressed an opinion contrary to the government's agenda just had to be crazy. And they were declared crazy to trick the rest of the population into ignoring them, or in extreme cases, to justify putting them away in the happy home. So that's the newest spin from the gun grabbers. People who like guns, they're mentally ill. Look at all these crazies shooting up the mosques and the movie theaters. Only crazy people want guns. Like the National Weather Service. If they're buying 46,000 rounds of ammunition, obviously they have guns. The Secret Service have guns. The police have guns. If we are to take this latest pronouncement from the medical industry at face value, then we have a government of crazy people because they all have guns. Speaking of pharmaceuticals and harmful products and the rest of it, there is an ingredient that is used in lipstick, cosmetics, hundreds of household products. It's called triclosan. And apparently it can hinder the process by which muscles, including the heart muscle, receive signals from the brain. Now, scientists did tests on mice where they were dosing them with this triclosan and saw a 25% reduction in heart function within 20 minutes of exposure. And they are saying that this is strong evidence it can be affecting human health. But it's an inexpensive chemical, and it does something the manufacturer thinks makes their product more attractive, so probably nothing will be done about that. By the way, if you go to the movies a lot, as opposed to staying at home, or even if you're at home and you're watching a movie and you get your microwave popcorn, the chemical that is used for that synthetic butter flavoring has now been found to accelerate Alzheimer's disease. Okay, it's a chemical called diacetyl, called DA for short. It's a flavoring agent that provides the flavor and appearance of butter, but it's not real butter, and it is a component in the development of beta amyloid tangles associated with Alzheimer's disease. Now, I remember not too long ago that people were saying aluminum cookware was contributing to Alzheimer's disease, and there were all these jokes about Jiffy Pop popcorn. Well, maybe it was less the aluminum and more this artificial butter flavoring. And again, it underscores what I have been saying when I have Don Wiskin from Extendivite on my show here. Things that are in nature that we eat, that we put on our bodies, we have co-evolved with those molecules over millions of years. And we have evolved to tolerate each other. But these new artificial chemicals being put in our food and our cosmetics, they're brand new. Our bodies don't know how to deal with them. And they're causing all kinds of problems. Now, maybe the theory is that these corporations are just going to dump all these toxins in our food and cosmetics, and they figure in a few million years we'll have evolved to tolerate them. I think it's a little reckless. Now, there is a popular class of diabetes drugs, and I think I mentioned this yesterday. It's TZD for short. I can't even pronounce the whole thing. It accounts for 1/5 of all the drugs prescribed for diabetics in the United States of America. People on this drug are 2 to 3 times more likely to develop bladder cancer. They're putting out new patentable products because nobody can make money off of stuff that arises in nature. It's good for the profitability, and the FDA's just been looking the other way all this time. And that, too, is a hallmark of fascism. Interesting study, and by the way, this is not the first time this has come up. Chocolate can help retard, stave off, reduce mental dementia. Keeps your brain cells active and healthy. So does marijuana, by the way. And basically, they took this study where they took 90 people aged 70 and older who were diagnosed with mild cognitive impairment, and they were split into 3 groups of 30 and given different concentrations of cocoa drink daily. And they found, the researchers found, that those who were consuming more cocoa had significantly better cognitive scores by the end of the 8-week study. You can make your brains better with chocolate. You can help old people with their cognitive difficulties with chocolate. And you'll probably never hear about this on the corporate media either, because if you can cure your own dementia or your parents' dementia with chocolate, then you're not going to go down to the pharmacy and with a prescription from your doctor and buy the new patented triisophthalate hydrate medication, trade name Damodol, for $400 a dose. And so now I would almost expect we're going to start seeing more and more stories about how chocolate's bad for you, how chocolate contributes to obesity. And maybe it's actually the fructose-based corn syrup, high fructose corn sweetener, that's used in a lot of chocolate products today. By the way, American-made chocolate is terrible compared to European chocolate. You have no idea how good chocolate can be until you've gotten some of the chocolate they make in Europe. Because they take pride over there. They take pride in what they make. Yeah, they want to make money. Everybody does. But they still have a love of making a good product. That, sadly, under the ministrations of the MBA, has vanished from the American culture. Interesting little ancient history note. In the archaeological excavations of Cappadocia, they have discovered a church and a mosque right next door to each other, carved into the rocks. And the carvings there indicate what they are. This is a Christian church, and this is a mosque, and they were side by side, and they lived in peace and harmony. And it's just a reminder throughout history, Jews and Christians and Muslims can live together in peace. It's just those hallucinated, fanatical, money-junkie sociopaths who stand up there and say, I speak for the imaginary playmate in the cloud. And he says, go over there, kill them, take their wealth, bring it back to me in his infinite mercy. We can all live in peace. We just need to get these sociopaths out of our government, out of the pulpit, out of the corporate boardroom. And we need to rebalance the priorities of our society. I don't have a problem with people getting rich. I'd like to be rich myself. And we admire and applaud people like James Cameron or Steve Jobs, who got rich by making a product or making a movie we voluntarily chose to trade our money for. That's what capitalism is supposed to be. Way to go, James. But when you have people who game the system to make themselves wealthy at the expense of everybody else and return nothing of value to the society, that's a problem. That's a society whose priorities are very greatly out of skew. That is a society on the verge of collapse. That's where we are right now. And as we start thinking about what kind of a nation we want to build here on the ruins of the current system, we need to remember there are all kinds of priorities that make a society work. Making money is one of them. Pride in your product for exports and for sales to yourself, that's another. Care for those less fortunate has to be in there as well. Planning for a long-term future and not just what's going to work between now and the next election has to be in there as well. I would like to tie the pay scales of all government officials to the overall productivity of the nation. I think all government pay scales should be tied to the median earnings of the average American citizen. They don't get a pay raise until we do. That should be right in our core document, our new constitution. And I think we ought to scale the retirement of our government officials based on the productivity of the nation, so that if they do something that is good right now, but it destroys the nation after they leave office, they destroy their own retirement. The government wants to make you dependent on the government to keep themselves rich and powerful. I think the new model should be we make the government dependent on the people for their own prosperity. If the wealth of elected officials is dependent on the wealth of the American people, you're going to see a lot of prosperity come back to the United States of America. That's an idea you may want to share with your friends and family to continue to talk about what's going on. Meanwhile, over in Covert Township, Michigan, there's been another nuclear reactor problem. There's a leak in the cooling water at the Palisades nuclear plant. Now, this is the secondary cooling loop. It's not the radioactive one. It's the secondary one that takes heat from the primary cooling loop and transfers it to the turbine. So it's not radioactive, but it's another leak. It's another indication that these nuclear power plants have been run too long, and in their upgrades and maintenance, there have been too many shortcuts taken, and that's a very, very dangerous situation. Over in Belgium, their nuclear reactor that was found to have a crack is going to remain permanently closed. They're saying they cannot repair the crack. They'd have to basically tear the reactor apart and build it all the way back up, and it's just going to be less expensive to let it sit there and be a hot zone for the next 1,000 or so years until they can finally bulldoze the place. Now, there's another story here. This one kind of upset me. We were talking before about how the medical establishment is saying that support for the Second Amendment and gun rights is a sign of mental illness. Well, I've got a good example of why we should go on thinking that those people with the guns, meaning the government, are already crazy. There's a story where an off-duty police officer was driving his motorcycle down the street, and he hit a 4-year-old pedestrian. Now, the police officer is saying he didn't see her, she was too small, she moved too quickly. I don't know about that. Basically, the 4-year-old was not alone. She was being escorted across the street by her cousin. So either this police officer wasn't paying attention as he was driving, or he was going way too fast. But apparently, instead of swerving around these two pedestrians, he dropped his bike and just let the bike slide into them. That alone tells me that he was going very, very rapidly. Now, the father of the 4-year-old was standing right there and understandably was upset. So he comes over and he confronts the police officer for hitting his 4-year-old daughter, and the police officer shoots and kills him. This happened up in Chicago. I have no doubt that the government there, under Rahm Emanuel, will say the police officer acted properly. Because the more Israel is training our police forces, the more and more we're going to be treated like Palestinians. So apparently now in the United States of America, the off-duty police can run over your children, and if you complain about it, they will shoot you dead. Alrighty, we already talked about that earlier in the show. Now, this came out late yesterday. Apparently, a film from 70 years ago shot at one of the Nazi concentration camps surfaced and has been made public. And contrary to the image of the Nazi camps portrayed by Hollywood, this film shows the Nazi guards and the prisoners laughing and joking together. This matches what the Red Cross record was saying, which was that the Nazi camps were taking decent care of their prisoners. Remember, the Red Cross was allowed inside the Nazi camps. They're not allowed inside Guantanamo or the American camps. We're going to break commercials. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Her fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're getting a story right now. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta and General Martin Dempsey have basically gone public saying that they doubt Israel will launch a war against Iran on its own simply because it lacks the capability to deliver a knockout punch. In other words, to go in and bomb Iran's nuclear sites and also take out Iran's military infrastructure in order to forestall a retaliatory strike. Now, of course, we understand that if Israel goes ahead and uses some of their nuclear weapons, it'll be a very, very different picture. But, of course, the political cost of Israel using their nuclear weapons would be extreme. It would basically prove to the world that Israel is and has been all along a nuclear nation and therefore did not need all this special protection from the United States of America and all this money that's pouring in to defend Israel, poor little Israel, against all of its Arab enemies. So the political costs of a nuclear strike are very, very high. This statement by Panetta and Martin and Dempsey is going to only increase the pressure on Benjamin Netanyahu to carry out some kind of a false flag attack inside the United States of America or against our banking system, to blame on Iran, to anger America to come into the war with them. And I don't think for a moment Netanyahu ever thought about attacking Iran all on his own. His goal is to get the U.S. to come in and do it for him. And now Panetta and General Dempsey are saying exactly the same thing. Final story for the day here before we head on off. I have to do laundry after the show. I'm running out of offensive T-shirts to wear. Yet another new human species has been identified, and this is in the context of trying to find where we all came from. And for a long, long time, anthropology and paleontology were trying to find the one ancestor of the entire human race. And what they're starting to discover is there isn't one, that there were, in fact, multiple emergent intelligent hominids that form the root of the different major races of humankind. So there isn't one common ancestor. There were several. And the message of this is real. And I know a bunch of people are going to say, well, our pre-hominid was better than your pre-hominid. And I forget all that this stuff. What this tells us is the emergence of intelligence is not a rare occurrence, that it is inevitable on any planet. And this has a tremendous bearing on the discussion of intelligent life elsewhere in the universe. Why they would bother with us, I don't know, but they're definitely going to be out there. All righty, let's see. The Guardian is reporting on Bain Capital's latest atrocity against workers. The Sensata plant in Freeport is profitable and competitive, but its majority owner, Bain Capital, has decided to ship the jobs to China and are forcing the workers to train their overseas replacements. So, this goes on. All right, that's it for our show. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay skeptical. Please support Republic Broadcasting. Please support WhatReallyHappened.com. We could use a few donations. And Aloha, America.
Are you against